Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way. Categories: the 10 snobbiest states in America and the top 10 Halloween decorations. First time for a few emails, though, from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And one from today's random question. Now, what did you use for toilet paper, guys? I was riding my motorcycle, had to do my business, been partying all weekend. Things were flowing. Pulled into a gas station store. They didn't have a public restroom, so I ended up in a brushy field beside the station. All I had was bills, so I ended up using a couple dollars, which I'm sure someone found at some point. Got razzed for having so much money that I wiped with it. That from John. As we move on to the birthdays, guys, Ola, my daughter Andrea, is turning 16 today. She is a huge fan of the show. Can we get her a fish sandwich medley, please? And a happy Chinooka. Thanks, guys.
Can I get a
filet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some pure relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Oh, you don't want a fish sandwich?
Hola, Macholos. It's my son Skyler's 19th trip around the sun today. He's an amazing self-taught bass and drum player.
Yeah.
Gonna get a big old Leroy Jenkins and a Suck It Up cupcake. Rock on. That from his dad.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
So, Suck It Up cupcake?
Hola, Macholos. My name is Jordan. Today is my 25th rotation around the sun. I was curious if I could get a barbershop quartet face sandwich, a Sarah Palin Suck It Up cupcake, and the dirty German talking about being a construction laborer. Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, if you're a construction laborer, there are two things I appreciate about you. One, you know how to handle the hard words, but more importantly, you already wear your safety equipment.
Hello, guys. I want to give a shout out to my amazing husband, Albert. Today on his 31st birthday, he loves the show and listens to the podcast nonstop on the Odyssey app. Got to get those dirty Germans talking about becoming a first-time dad here in another 4.5 months. And the fact that, unfortunately, he won't be getting quite as much for his birthday this year from his pregnant wife. Thank you, guys, for all the smiles and laughs you bring to us. That from Kayla.
Yeah, Albert, I like what you did to become a father, even though you're not a father yet. It means you're still spitting seeds, as they say. Congratulations to Junior in your pants, known as Fat Albert.
Hello, Michelle's my good friend Autumn, a.k.a. Fall, is turning 44 years old today. Can she get a Pat Sajak, an inspirational quote from Miles, and I'm sure she would love to know how Captain Crunch handles all the semen on his ship. Thanks, guys. That from Brett.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Okay, Autumn, a.k.a. Fall. Here's a good one, Autumn. What did one leaf say to the other? What did one leaf say to the other?
What did it say, Miles?
I'm falling for you. It's a fall joke.
Ooh, the captain doesn't like that joke, but what do I do with all the semen and the SS Minnow? Well, it's funny you should ask, but basically, I give it to the man behind Cream of Wheat. You do the math.
God.
Crunchberries.
All the bitches, I want to wish my my girlfriend Michelle a very happy 50th birthday today. Have the Dirty Germans talk about her favorite golden retrievers, Mazzy and Milo, and maybe a Pat Sajak. I love you long time. That from Tyler, pronounced T-Bone at Chili Chill.
Oop. What do we need?
We need a D.
Oh, sorry.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Yeah, I understand that you want a day and you will get one. Well, if you like your dog so much, I'm sure it's because you've learned so much, which presumably would be doggy style. And also, they like to lay on the back and have their nipples rubbed. I do not know if this applies to you, but if it does, I'm in.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Wobblin. Let's get a contestant on the line for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine Now at 206-421-ROCK. Couple extra emails here. Subject is naked on balcony. Guys, my wife really wants to dance naked for me on the balcony at our hotel room in Kirkland.
Okay.
I looked up the laws regarding nudity, and it looks like she'll be okay as long as it's not sexually seductive. What do you think will be both be arrested if we give this a try? That from Dave.
Dave, I think it comes down simply to this. If kids see it, maybe get arrested. If adults see it, they're going to watch. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're dancing naked on a balcony specifically for your spouse, the cops are probably going to think it's sexually suggestive. Mm-hmm.
From What Happened to Your Face. Guys, early on in my parents' marriage, they decided to join a softball league together. My mom is extremely nearsighted and had a permanently crossed eye, so it would sometimes affect her depth perception. In one game, she managed to get two black eyes from pop flies. She was in the outfield, and twice in one game, the ball came to hit her, to her. She had her mitt in the right place, but could not see the ball, so at the last minute each time, she moved her mitt to the side and caught the ball in her eye. At the end of the game, her eyes had already swollen up and were turning purple. They lived in Everett at the time, so it was a lot more rural than it is now, and it was a different time for sure. After the game, the team decided to go have a beer. As my parents were walking into the pub, a man was walking out. He regarded my mom for a second and then looked at my dad and said, "That a way to keep her in line."
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Both my parents were mortified, but this is one of those stories that they've told us a million times. Love the show, that from Ivy.
Good God.
I know. Hi, guys. Let's see here. A couple stories. After an 18-hour labor from hell and no progress, we went back for a C-section when my son went into distress. He was healthy and yelled loudly, perhaps due to the scalpel cut an inch below his eye. The tiny half-inch scar is barely visible today, and he wears glasses, so only his mom knows it's there. Second story. My other son played for Washington Premier FC back before the Sounders Academy. Home game in 07-08 at the team home fields adjacent to River Road near Puyallup. Our goalie, Chris, goes down for a save. Controls the ball, but an opposing player slides in, cleats up, and crashes into Chris's face. He was knocked out with a concussion, had a broken nose and facial lacerations. Ambulance took him to the hospital, and the opponents forfeited the game. Looked pretty gnarly when he returned to high school, but he recovered well. I imagine his mom can still notice the scars. We are friends to this day.
Did you see the high school kid, I can't remember what state, Michigan, Illinois, or something. He plays for the high school soccer team. They played another team. The other team has not won a game yet. They ended up killing the game at halftime because the one team was up 17-0. It should be understood that one player on the winning team had put in 16 goals.
16 goals.
16.
Yeah, this was in Michigan.
Oh, it was Michigan. Yeah,
yeah. They're freaking the hell out. Like, you should do this. They did call the game at the half. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's brutal. But still, they're like, man, it wasn't very sportsman. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it on some level. But, like, hey, man, it's not the other team's job to coach your team. And I love how they point out, he's one of the top stars in Michigan. Like, you don't say.
I bet he is.
Yeah.
We always had the 10-run rule in Little League, but that was the only sport.
Little League, I get. Right.
Come on. Forget that. And a drinking story here, guys. I was 18-year-old sailor in the U.S. Navy a long time ago on his first deployment, Mediterranean. I was in Turkey for a port visit. A bunch of us guys went out for the night, and we began to drink this Turkish national drink called raki. Prior to leaving the ship, the captain had announced on the ship's intercom that no sailor should drink raki as it's opium-based. We didn't listen. When someone tells you not to do something on a port call, that's the thing that everyone wants to do. We all drank it and got messed up early. I don't remember what happened, but I woke up still drunk the next day and was still drunk for 3 days. For those 3 days, I slept all day and just went to chow. Other sailors in my division asked me why I wasn't at muster or work, and I just laughed at them. I really didn't care. I was so messed up. Finally, after 3 days, I snapped out of my drunken stupor and went back to work like nothing happened. No one said anything. LOL. That from Seattle Shaw. All right, it's time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories, and then from there, you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out, Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Mitchell.
Hola.
Chris, welcome to the program, and Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. All right, your categories there, Chris. We have the most popular Halloween decorations in America. As a new study, came up with some data to figure out the list of the most popular Halloween decorations. Researchers also show that Utah is the state with the most, and that, where is it? I believe it's Alabama. Might be the state that has the least. And they say the average household spends $145 on Halloween decorations and about 3.5 hours putting them up. Then we have a list of the snobbiest states in America. And they got this list by looking at graduation rates, how many people got their degree in the arts or humanities, how many top-tier universities there are in general, and how much wine people drink. So we have the top 10 snobbiest states in the country, and we also have the top 10 most popular Halloween decorations. So, Chris, where do you want to go?
Go Halloween.
Let us go Halloween.
Spooky.
Halloween it is. Yeah, new study combined polls with Google Trends data to come up with a list of the most popular Halloween decorations in America. So what you got to do here, Chris, is get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. What is your first guess?
Let's go tried and true jack-o'-lantern.
Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Number two. That is correct.
Now, it should be jack-o'-lantern because people keep the pumpkins out for Thanksgiving too, right?
Well, pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns.
I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If the car of a face, it's Halloween. If it's solid, like, hey, you're keeping it till Thanksgiving.
Yep. All right, one for one there, Chris.
All right. Let's go skeletons.
Skeletons are number one. They are number one by a large margin as far as people putting up skeletons on their door, putting them in their yard, everything else. Yeah, that's the number one Halloween decoration as far as Halloween.
Keeping it spooky.
Spooky.
How about ghosts? Ghosts. Ghosts is on the list. Yes, that is number six. You're killing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Keep this going.
Like spiders, cobwebs, bats.
You know what? You're right. I put a bunch of bats in my house. Let's go with bats.
Bats are number five. Chris, you're on a roll. No strikes. So far, you've gotten skeletons, pumpkins, bats, and ghosts. As far as the most popular Halloween decorations in America.
And Chris, just a suggestion, start hanging the bats from the Christmas tree. Done. It's all an authentic look.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea.
I'm telling you, spiders are in this year.
You said spiders, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Spiders.
Spiders, number three. Halfway to home.
Basically, if people don't generally like it, I feel like that's when it shows up at Halloween.
Skeletons, pumpkins, spiders, bats, and ghosts, all correct.
I feel like vampires and maybe even Frankenstein's monster will be on there somewhere. I got a big old inflatable one out.
This is a good time for Frankenstein.
Let's see. Trying to think what else I put up in my house.
What about cobweb? Like, if you have spiders, typically they put up the webs.
Oh, crap. I'm getting another call, but I'm going
to
ignore it.
Tell them to hold the hell on.
We're playing a game, man.
Yeah.
You're going to win nothing.
Doesn't matter the results of that STD test.
Hey, did you know, Chris, you're on the radio?
It's just your boss.
Let's see. I put a black cat in my house.
Ooh, yeah, black cat.
Number nine. You are 6-for-6. No strikes against you. You're kicking ass.
Witches are real big this time of year,
witches,
too.
Witches, coffins.
Yeah, let's go. Witches.
Let's go, witches. Number four.
Yay.
So far, black cats are correct. Ghosts, bats, witches, spiders, pumpkins, and skeletons. You are 7-for-10 with no strikes against you. There are three that remain. I'll give you a hint on one. And I don't know why this is, but if you go to the pumpkin farm, right?
Mm-hmm.
One that you'll typically find there. Now, it is not a scary Halloween decoration, but you'll find them there.
Scarecrows.
Not a bad guess. This is one that you can actually take home with you. You can actually make this purchase. And it seemed like in the 70s and 80s, a lot of people would hang these on their door about the same as you would put a wreath up for Christmas. I don't know why it is. I think it's the time of the year.
Isn't that corn thing? Maybe that dried-ass corn.
Like a corn stalk?
Yeah, like people like brown corn that you're not going to eat. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, let's go corn stalk then.
Number 10.
What is that technically called? What is it?
Corn stalk.
Okay.
according to the survey, anyway. All right, you're 8 of 10, Chris. You've only got one strike against you. There are two that remain.
All right, people are suggesting we have werewolves, tombstones, coffins. That pretty much runs it right now.
Tombstone, so yeah, like a graveyard?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that, graveyard.
Let's do that. That is number 7.
All right.
Okay, now listen. You've got 9 out of 10. One of these, the last one that remains, all right? It is a form of something that we have already talked about. And this is kind of newer in the world of Halloween decorations, because before it was more of the traditional, just original version of this. But you'll see this one in a lot of people's yards.
You ought to say ghosts.
Trying to look at what, ghosts could be, maybe a different kind of ghost. Skeletons could be.
Ooh, I only guess a zombie, man.
Oh.
That's my guess. I do not know.
You know what? Yeah. I mean, that's been trending for years.
It has been.
Okay, do not listen to me.
It just came in at number 11, so you're not far.
Son of a bitch.
All right, Chris. 2 strikes. This is your last chance.
We've already discussed it.
I'm telling you, it's yard only for the most part. Not that people don't have them in their home, but most of the time you'll see this out in someone's yard, it seems like.
And it's Halloween.
It is.
And you said it was a variation of something that we've already gotten.
That is correct.
All right, well, Thrilled said cobwebs. Does that go along with spiders?
I don't know. I don't have the list, man, so I'm just guessing like you are. And I'm about 50%.
No, I died. Oh, wait. One monster we didn't get. Mummies.
Ah, Chris, that's okay. You were so close,
guess, though.
Dude, you were 9 out of 10. Skeletons were number 1. Pumpkins are in 2nd. A close 2nd, by the way. Followed by spiders at 3. Witches at number 4. Bats at 5. Ghosts at 6. Tombstones at 7. You got black cats at 9 correct and cornstalks at 10. The what, one you missed.
What's it a variation of?
A skeleton.
It's a variation of a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a zombie.
There's a lot of, like, ghost pirates that are all over the place.
Or it's not in human form.
It's not in human. Oh. Skulls.
It's an animal skeleton.
Oh.
So an animal skeleton.
All
skeletons
right.
of animals.
Yeah.
But, hey, they did the damn survey.
I know.
Came in at number 8. It wasn't the easiest one in the world, but still pretty good. Chris got 9 out of 10. Coming up, we'll drink and we'll toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Miles, you alluded to this earlier, but Southwest canceled more than 1,000 flights recently and blamed it on air traffic control problems
that weren't affecting other airlines.
Yeah, just Southwest.
and weather. That only happened where they were.
That's only right. Southwest.
Only what we're doing.
Actually, we did not know this was happening. We're in Sacramento over the weekend. We left, what, Saturday?
All right.
And when we're, it's not a huge airport, but when we pulled in, the traffic was crazy. And even the Uber driver's like, are you flying Southwest? I said, no, man, we're flying Alaska. He was just like, good. We had no idea why.
You'll leave then.
But when you walked into that airport and you looked at the Southwest gate or ticket, we had no idea everything was getting canceled. No one looked happy, and it looked like 10 million people.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Good times. Raising Cane's is struggling with a labor shortage so much so that they're asking their corporate employees to work in the kitchen.
That's kind of restaurant is it?
That is a chicken strip kind of place.
Right. It's a chicken-centric place, but it's a fast casual.
It's more, I think they're chicken fingers or they're chicken whatever.
Right.
Instead of more like fried chicken, I think it's just...
I think, having worked in restaurants, and I know a lot of people that listen currently do or have worked in restaurants, I'd rather have the skeleton crew.
Yes.
Do not put corporate in there. No. That's just getting in the way. That's putting a speed bump in the middle of I-5. Look, I would rather be stressed out knowing I can get the job done.
Right.
As opposed to teaching your very stupid corporate ass what it is you lord over, because you know they don't know how it's done.
But I'm sure that they'd be more than happy to jump in there just because how much team building that they do and how much we all got to push for the
better of the company. If you walk into a kitchen, I'm here for team building. You're going to get stabbed by... They're already a team. They already know how to do it.
Come on, gang. Yeah. If we all work together... Oh, you don't want to come out of the office. Okay. Don't worry, we'll handle it.
Don't do it. Keep them out, man.
A man in Maine was pulled over for driving erratically, but says that he was distracted by a Kit Kat bar. They actually found chocolate on his fingertips and a Kit Kat bar wrapper on the floor.
So he was eating a Kit Kat bar.
Yeah, you're not distracted.
That's distracting.
He just wasn't paying attention as he was trying to muscle that damn thing open. And you know what, for that, it's not that hard to get into a doggone candy bar.
It's really not. They make it easy.
They really do.
Because they want you to eat it. Distracted.
This guy has never done anything like this ever in his life. This is the 10-2 driver that has never gone away from that at all. He just got hangry and needed a Kit Kat bar. He's like, how do I do this?
And drove erratically.
That's right. Don't put a knee up there to keep it steady. Nah, just go ahead and take your hands off the wheel. Two people in Texas were arrested for stealing someone's kangaroo.
What? First of all, someone in Texas has a kangaroo.
I was about to say this just in. There's a pet kangaroo in Texas.
I don't know if that's an animal I'd mess with. I mean, they'll punch you, they kick you.
But I've heard that they are actually legitimate pets, that people have them as pets and they're great pets. But they beat the living hell out of you if they don't like you.
But, well, that's the thing. Like, my dog is a great pet, but if it does not know you and you ring my doorbell,
right,
you don't know that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like when it comes down to pets, you kind of put it on the wild tendency scale. Dogs and cats are not necessarily going to revert back to those beast instincts as much as, you know.
Through eugenics, they worked most of that out of dogs.
Exactly.
That's why we keep them as pets.
That's why I don't trust reptiles as pets. Now, granted, yours could be different. I get that.
No,
that's all fine and dandy. But I still think that's a wild freaking animal that you got in a glass cage.
That's exactly right.
So that's why I wouldn't do it.
Well, people always I have a, I don't know, like what are the smaller versions of crocodiles? The
geckos or?
No.
Caimans?
Caimans, right? Yeah. So people believe, hey man, I've had my caiman and my caiman likes me. It's like your caiman doesn't like or dislike you.
No.
It just knows you're not a threat.
Right.
But in the moment it decides that it's had enough of you, it's going
to
react.
Same with your rodent, your gerbil or rat or ferret. It's just looking for how the hell to get out of here. Where's the food at?
And you keep feeding them. So they're like, all right, cool.
Exactly.
So. Which not much different than a cat,
but again,
I'm thoroughly convinced.
Going back to kangaroo, this thing is strong enough to beat my ass.
And it can throw a punch.
Right. I don't want it in there because as soon as it decides I want to go outside, it's going to... The thing might just go over and turn the knob, man. I don't friggin' know.
Kangaroos bite people.
You know what? The one thing I read about them is they're like 90% of kangaroos are lefties. So the problem is, even if you get into a fight, you don't want to get into a fight with a lefty.
Hey, I'm left-handed, so I got a fighting chance. I wonder if it goes
both knuckles could just smash into each other.
It's southpaw, man. Got to watch out for it.
That's weird. 90% of left hand.
Yeah. Huh.
How do they figure that out, though? What stuff do they do with their hands that makes them real?
Punch people.
I mean, they do box.
It's not just the jab, or is that the roundhouse? Like, come on now. A 33-year-old man in California was caught after he robbed a bank because, you'll never believe this, he went back to rob the same bank again the next day.
Come on, man.
Have they recovered the money by that day? I mean, money's just all numbers at this point in a computer. It's not necessarily that they have stacks of cash in the back at all times.
I mean, and it's insured.
Right.
I can't believe a dye pack didn't explode.
Maybe it did.
And that's why you had to go back and get more.
Right.
No dye pack this time.
That ruined the last batch.
Makes everything very inconvenient.
It would still be on my old roommate. I've told this before, but I came home from work one day, and all of the rest of my room is kind of consoling her. And she's a real sweet chick, right? But anyway, I'm like, what the hell happened? And so she had gotten a job at a bank. It was back in Baltimore. I'm going to say it was like her second or third. There's an old dude that came in every week, like clockwork, to cash his Social Security, whatever it is he got in retirement.
Right.
Anyway, so she met him for the first time. Real nice guy. She gave him his cash. She gave him one of the exploding dollars, as it were.
Oh, no.
So nobody knows. And he's one of those guys that before he leaves the bank, which to me makes the story better, he's like, okay, everybody, I'll see you next week. And say his name's Mike, right? I'm like, okay, Mike, we'll see you. He stepped in the door and that goddamn thing blew up and covered his ass and died.
No.
So I guess she got a talking to, whatever. She got demoted a little bit, but anyway, she's crying on the sofa. I heard this story. I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, man.
How long did it stay on the guy?
I don't know.
Who knows?
But it doesn't wash off quick.
No.
It can, because that's the whole
point
of it.
That's the point of it, right.
It stains like crazy, man. Doggone it.
Yeah. I was thinking, see, man.
Covered earlier today, a dog swallowed a sex toy and threw it up at the vet, which I love that part of the story. Like, swallowing the sex toy, all right, it is what it is, but throwing it up right there in front of everybody.
She's into some kinky stuff.
That's right. Mommy likes this
one. I just wanted you to know.
This is her favorite.
It's amazing a dog can do that.
I know. That's
incredible.
Did
you see the size of the thing that plopped out of its mouth?
No, but I can't imagine it's anything small.
It's not.
How big? Well, just show me your hands, roughly.
Probably like that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a full-size pickle.
Mama's a freak.
Wow.
Oh, man. 1 out of 3 older men are self-conscious about how often they need to pee.
I'm not self-conscious about it, I'm annoyed.
That means you have a going problem.
Yeah, right? If somebody asks, like, I'm old.
Go to the doctor.
You have a prostate issue.
Go to the doctor.
Or you drink a lot of beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough. You can now buy anti-flatulence sheets.
I read that.
Say that 5 times fast.
What does it absorb? The stink?
It's got a charcoal layer in it.
I could have used that last night. I'm not lying to you. I crushed a lot of eggnog yesterday. Thought about it this morning, but didn't spare everyone. But anyway, I wake up, I don't know, 4:30 or whatever. Just a little fart, and I could not believe how bad it smelled. It's just
man.
And I mean, you would think somebody like the cops came in and threw tear gas in the room. It's like, Jesus
Christ.
And
then
Christ.
It just sits there under the covers and builds on itself.
Oh, I was doing the aim my ass toward the window and shake the sheets out kind of thing.
You can actually feel the heat of the air.
It was bad.
Goodness gracious. We talked about it earlier. Hellman's recommended that people put a little mayonnaise in their coffee. Which, I mean, to each their own. People are putting butter in their coffee.
I've heard that before. Like, my grandmother did something like that.
Yeah.
Dairy's dairy.
Right. Okay.
My grandmother's trick was when she ran out of creamer or half and half or milk or any of that stuff, she always, her favorite thing is vanilla ice cream.
Okay.
So, you know, it's cream.
Yeah.
It's just frozen. So she would always take a scoop of vanilla and just stick it in the coffee. Now, granted, the coffee, the coffee
is
warm, you know what I mean? But it's still, it's cream.
Mm-hmm. It's like a coffee float.
You like vanilla flavoring in your coffee. That's basically what she was doing.
Our friends over at Mental Floss put together 10 interesting facts about some of your favorite horror movies since we're in that time of the year.
That is correct.
So let's play a little bit of a game here because I know that you're a little bit of a movie buff yourself there, Mr. Hillside.
Right, depending on the movie, sure.
So I wonder if I can name the movie. You can tell me the interesting fact here. The first one is The Craft, which I don't know if anybody here has seen it.
I don't know if I've seen it. I'm somewhat familiar with it. It was a bunch of chicks, right? Witchcraft, that kind of thing going on.
Correct. And the thing is that they actually hired an actual witch as a consultant to make it more realistic.
And no one can tell.
Okay, my honey. Where do you go to find an actual witch is my question.
Pike Place Market.
Online.
Right. I mean, hey, man, what people
some
tell me.
Show up, trust me.
10 interesting facts about some of your favorite horror movies. Number 9 is The Blob. What special interesting fact
do you know about
this? The original Blob?
This is the original Blob.
Oh, Man, I feel like I've heard whatever it is you're about to say before, and I cannot remember it.
The Blob is based on a supposedly real incident that happened in 1950 in Philadelphia. Police officers came across a purple, jelly-like mass that they saw fall from the sky, but then it vanished. Even the FBI were involved, and a press conference was held.
Huh. That's comforting.
That does not make me feel better.
No. I wonder what the hell that was.
That's not a movie that you want to say, oh, it's loosely based on a true story.
Right.
This purple, gelatinous blob that fell out of the sky.
You know, you tell me that the birds is the same thing, like, oh, you know, it was a thing that happened back in the 50s. Sure. A whole bunch of birds started killing everybody. It was weird.
And that's why we stopped carrying hot dogs in our pockets, right? I mean, there's like a reason.
Doggone it. 10 interesting facts about some of your favorite horror movies. Number 8, A Nightmare on Elm Street. What do we know about Wes Craven and his original project of A Nightmare on Elm Street?
And I just read this one, too. God damn it, man.
Maybe those were real knives on his fingers.
Wes Craven did not like the ending. Says he wanted to end with Nancy killing Freddy, but the studio wanted an ending that teased a sequel.
Right.
The compromise was the ending that we know with the convertible with the Freddy stripes.
Well, I mean, to continue the franchise.
They made, like, what, another 6 or 7 movies saying. After
if
that?
You killed them, well, granted, with that genre, you can always bring someone back from the dead.
Absolutely.
Probably already dead to begin with.
But he fought Jason.
There's a handful of other horror movies that were ended really well, and then somebody else picked it up and made their own sequel with it, and then they're trash. So, I mean, they could have done that same thing, but...
I thought one of the Halloween movies, they've made 100, so I don't know, but I thought, like, Jason was... that's Jason, right. Was officially killed.
The final chapter.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then somehow, like, but of that book. New book, first chapter. Like, he's back again.
Exactly.
And Jamie Lee Curtis, like, I'm going to kill him. Like, yeah, that mofo will be back in 5 years. It's what he does.
He just keeps coming back. I don't think that they have any original storyline with Halloween anymore. It's just he's there.
He's back. Right.
He's doing his thing.
And he's going to kill people. My question is, and I probably saw 4 of the movies before I finally gave up, but he killed a lot of people.
Yes, he does.
But I never saw him run. The people would run from him.
He's like the slowest character ever.
He would have like a brisk walk, but I'm like, how is it that you ran 300 yards? He's walked about one block and somehow he's still...
Because they were falling down the entire time.
And he doesn't play hockey.
No, that's Jason.
Oh, that's Jason. You're close. Sorry.
Get your horror figures.
I meant
right.
Mike Myers, right? Oh, Mike Jason is Jason. Friday the 13th.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Mike Myers
right.
is Halloween.
Right, right, right. 10 interesting facts about some of your favorite horror movies. Your favorite there, Mr. Hill, Jaws.
We know that they couldn't get the mechanical shark
to work. That's exactly what it is. The shark doesn't appear in full until 1 hour and 20 minutes into the movie. The mechanical shark that was built rarely worked while filming, so the scenes were limited.
But that made the movie better.
It made the movie better, but it set off a whole thing about how you do a lot of horror movies or anything to scare. So Spielberg had the shark. He didn't like the way it looked. The thing kept malfunctioning. So by the time you saw it, you were already terrified because it would show its point of view.
Exactly.
And Jurassic Park, they talk about those velociraptors.
Yeah.
Right? You saw its eye a couple times. All they had to do was say it was in proximity. By the time they showed these things, they look like teddy bears. You're already scared.
That's right.
But you watch a lot of horror movies now. They wait to show it. Alien, same thing.
Yep.
You know those mofos on the ship. They just won't show you what it looks like until the final review. So it turns out that mechanical failure has a lot to do with how they build suspense in horror movies now.
Absolutely. Number 6, Silence of the Lambs, specifically the iconic Buffalo Bill dance scene.
Uh-oh.
Anything that we know about that one?
I don't know that.
Oh, is this the put the lotion on the dolly thing?
No, it's when he was wearing his little suit and he was doing the dance in front of the camera.
Oh.
Yeah, that one was weird. But it was not originally in the script, even though it was in the book. Newsflash, it's also a book. Tim Levine, who played Buffalo Bill, insisted on including it to help explain the character, and it did.
You know what, man? They had that house was like in Parkersburg, West Virginia, or Marietta, Ohio. I can't remember. It was definitely on the Ohio River.
Okay.
Not too far away from where I grew up. But that house was on the market for a year and a half. They couldn't sell it.
But you got to stop telling people.
They could not. All they did was take a picture of the outside. It was just the outside of the house. So the interior was not anything like what you saw in the movie.
Of course.
None of that. But they still couldn't sell the damn house because it was that house.
Right.
Because that movie freaked so many people out.
Well, you know, it's a very intense movie, right? And one of the more iconic scenes is he's talking about the fava beans and all this crap. And then he does that sucking sound with his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that wasn't in the script. Anthony Hopkins decided to do it. But when he did it, it actually made Jodie Foster laugh. So if you watch the edit on that, they had to kill it because it's supposed to be an intense movie. She couldn't break out and laugh.
Mm-hmm. Damn,
so think
really?
About, right, he goes, I'm this spooky guy. The truth is, he's kind of effing with her. She thought it was hilarious and like, I cut that scene out.
That might also be one of the only movies that I've ever known where the true bad guy of the movie is not the one that you're more afraid of.
Right,
like,
right.
Buffalo Bill was a pretty sketchy character, and I mean, he was terrifying. You didn't want to be around him, but Anthony Hopkins was... so much worse, and he was behind
bars. There are famous women that wouldn't date him based on that role.
Oh, really? No.
I can't remember who I read about that. There was someone who's like, well, I used to like Anthony Hopkins, and then he did that role.
Yeah, but every time I even see him in an interview, I'm like, I don't even know if they handed him a script. I mean, he seems as creepy in real life as he did in that movie. Man.
10 interesting facts about some of your favorite horror movies. Number 5, Steven Spielberg was convinced that his DVD copy of Paranormal Activity was actually haunted because his bedroom door locked by itself.
Well, they do in hotel rooms, too. So
good job, Steven.
I can't get in. Yeah.
It's a hotel.
Number 4, the final scene from Carrie, where Carrie's hand erupts from the grave.
Yeah.
That's actually Sissy Spacek doing that, because she was adamant about doing her own handwork. She actually had to be buried underground to do it.
She's adamant about her handwork?
I don't know, man. It's a thing.
Sounds like she'd be pretty cool to date.
Yeah. Hey, hey. I heard you're good with a hammer. I do recall Stephen King was talking about the screening of the movie. People didn't really know who he was yet, so he
could be out. It was like his first novel, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, so they did the screening of the movie, and he said, you know, I'm sitting there. I don't know how people are going to take it. I never had anything to do with a movie. So the movie ends, right, her hand pops out of the grave, and he said there's this black woman sitting in front of him, and just go, that's it. That girl ain't going to be right. And he said, I thought to myself, you know what? Success.
Really? You think she's not going to be right after that? Okay. Psycho is the first American film to show
a shower scene, or flushing toilet.
Toilet on screen, and the first you can hear a toilet flushing as well. Very good.
Well, people on TV still don't use the bathroom, so
that's right.
Really not changed.
Hey, they didn't sleep together until what, the 60s, 70s?
Wasn't a big coming of age moment.
What was the first, Miles, you told me this, the first television show, primetime, at the time, to show two people sleeping in the same bed?
Oh, God. It was the Flintstones.
The Flintstones.
Oh, I thought it was I Love Lucy.
Flintstones. Scandalous.
Scandalous. Number 2, the 10 interesting facts. Some of your favorite horror movies. Stanley Kubrick allegedly typed out all 500 of the all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy pages for The Shining.
I mean, you had nothing else to do.
And this is the number 1 interesting fact about your horror movies that are your favorites. Do you guys know the first horror movie to be nominated for Best Picture Oscar?
Exorcist.
Very good. It was The Exorcist back in 1974. Well done. Police of Florida are looking to return something to its rightful owner. I'll tell you what it is 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, if we made it to drink it time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.